On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net, giving you one feature and one song straight from my iPod, highlighting cool stuff to listen to that I went out and found so you don't have to. Hey everybody, welcome to the very first episode of On the Podcast. My name is Joe Michkowski and I'm your host. For those of you who are familiar with onthepod.net, this is the audio equivalent of that blog. Onthepod.net was initially started about 2 years ago as a place for me to go and write about bands and music that I really enjoyed. I had initially referred to those as reviews. The longer time went on, I realized they weren't really reviews, as there was never a negative review, for one. Which was something that I had stated in my very first post at onthepod.net that I wasn't really going to do. I wasn't there to tear people down. I was just there to share things that I really liked with anybody who would listen. So the pieces that I had written for onthepod.net were all very positive and about music. That kind of changed into pieces about authors and books, as well as movies and video games, and pretty much anything else. Lately, since the end of the summer of 2007, I've been writing a lot about podcasts and podio books. Those are serialized fiction, and nonfiction for that matter, in the form of a podcast. And they're broken up generally week by week by authors, a lot of whom are incredibly good at what they do, but just undiscovered as of yet. And hopefully this can help draw some attention to some of them, as well as draw your attention to some of the things that I'm listening to still in music and movies. Not that I'd be listening to movies that much, really. The concept of On the Pod and On the Podcast is to bring you things that are on my iPod and make you aware of what I think is really good. So that's what we're going to do. And the first thing that I'm going to do is give you a little insight into me and who I am and what I do. And we'll start out the very first episode of On the Podcast with that. So hang on and here we go.
Tell us a little bit about the ADD cast.
Well, it's a freeform beer cast, kind of. Ooh, shiny. What's that?
Hey, put that down. You could break it.
Sorry, I just get sidetracked sometimes.
It's okay. Just tell us about the show.
Yeah, right. We talk about tech stuff, beer, philosophy, laundry, religion. Oh, and did you see that cool video with that Japanese girl folding t-shirt technique thing? It's like magic t-shirt origami. You pick it up and wham! Perfect t-shirt fold, which reminds me of this Voltron t-shirt I used to have. It's a funny story.
Do you have guests on the show?
Right, the show. You mean the Balticon podcast?
No, the ADD cast.
Yeah, we have lots of fun on the ADD cast. We talk about everything.
But you get sidetracked a lot.
No, we pretty much talk about tech stuff and, hey, is that one of those new Sony digital recorders? Let me see that.
No, not till we're done talking about the podcast.
Which podcast?
Oh, never mind.
Ooh, shiny.
The ADD cast. You never know quite what you're going to get, but it's always good.
www.addcast.net.
Welcome back. And if you are still here, you might be asking yourself, who is this guy and why is he talking to me about audio? Well, there are two reasons for that. The first of which is I just like to hear myself talk. And if you keep listening, you'll find that out. The second of which is that I do have a background in music. I've been playing guitar since I was a freshman in high school. I've played bass in a couple of bands and played keyboards a little bit, usually just to write on, although I haven't been writing much music lately. I also have 2 degrees in music. The first is in music and sound recording, the second in music industry, and both of those are from the University of New Haven in West Haven, Connecticut. I've worked in a recording studio in Manhattan. I've worked in a corporate recording studio where, if you've been to a supermarket lately, you may have noticed those little in-store advertisements. We recorded those there. What else? I also have an album out there on iTunes, which really isn't as impressive as it sounds, trust me. But it is full of music that I put together for a fashion show that a couple of friends roped me into doing the music for. they wanted me to play DJ, and I figured I can write stuff just as easy as I could, you know, play somebody else's. So I did that. Let's see what else about me. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina now. I was born in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I've also lived in Lowell, Massachusetts for one semester in college, my very first semester in college, where I got thrown out of music school. Their loss, University of New Haven's gain. I've also lived in Jacksonville, Florida, where I met my wife, and now I live in North Carolina, like I said, Charlotte, which is a great city, and we're both enjoying it very much. It is just the two of us here with our zoo. We have three dogs, three cats, and five birds, all of which I'm sure you'll hear at some point in the future of On the Podcast. So that wraps up my babbling about myself. You know, I don't want to give it all away, even though I pretty much just did, I guess. Well, what are you going to do? You'll find out more about me as On the Podcast continues in the future. And that brings us to the second part of our podcast, which is pretty much the show. In the second part, I am going to talk to you guys about music and patio books and authors and pretty much anything else that I want to talk to you about. So, stay tuned. And we'll be right back.
In a world where evil supervillains run amok and corrupt superheroes care more about their hair than justice, one woman is caught in a web of manipulation. Keepsie Branson just wants to run her bar. She doesn't want to think about her old dreams of being a superhero or her tired ambitions to save the world. But the facts remain that Keepsie and her friends have powers too, and they will soon be needed as Seventh City falls into chaos, and no one knows who are the good guys and who are the bad. Playing for Keeps is a free audiobook from Murr Lafferty, available at playingforkeepsnovel.com.
Feature time. And the very first thing that I'd like to talk to you guys about on this inaugural episode of On the Podcast is a brand new podcast novel put out by Murr Lafferty called Playing for Keeps. You can find Playing for Keeps at www.playingforkeepsnovel.com. What Playing for Keeps is the traditional superhero story set on its ear. You have heroes and you have villains, but you're never quite sure which one is which. And you also have the populace of Seven City, which is Playing for Keeps' fictional city, with their own superpowers that never quite measured up to the level of that of the powers of the superheroes. And that's where the story takes place. Keepsie Branson is a third waver, and that's the name given to the people of Seven City with powers that never quite measured up. She owns a bar in Seven City that caters specifically to other third wavers, and her superpower is that nothing can ever be taken from her. In the very first episode of Playing for Keeps, she's given something by one of the villains of Seven City, and the story develops as the superheroes try and get it back. Playing for Keeps is just a very well-written story, it's very well-told, it's fun, but it also has a lot of different levels to it. And if you listen to the story, or read it, giving it a little bit more than face value, you're gonna really enjoy it. As I said, you can find Playing for Keeps at www.playingforkeepsnovel.com, and at that site, there are a couple of different feeds where you can listen to the podcast. One of those is called the Playing for Keeps Experience, which I highly recommend. That's the one that I'm subscribed to. And if you do subscribe to that, you're going to get a lot of extras in the feed, including PDF files of the episodes of Playing for Keeps that you're listening to that you can go ahead and print out. Murr has published Playing for Keeps under a Creative Commons license where you can go ahead and print out copies and hand them out to anyone you'd like to share it with and try and get her some more readers or listeners. You can also read the book if you'd like, as she has published it at lulu.com, and it's available in hardcover and a softcover edition, which I have, came in the mail yesterday. Getting back to the PDF files, the covers of the files are drawn by Jared Axelrod, and they're set up to look like comics Really cool stuff. Also in that Playing for Keeps experience feed, you have bonus audio and video. Included in that is a video blog that Murr's writing of a third waiver. You also have fan-submitted stories of the third wave audio, which, in full disclosure, I will admit, I have written one, and it was published in her feed. I'm just a fan, what can I say? Murr's done a lot of other stuff also and has several other podcasts that you can go and listen to. Check her out at murrlafferty.com. That's murrlafferty.com. And go to playingforkeepsnovel.com and download this podcast novel. It's great. You'll love it. It's a lot of fun.
The following takes place between It Was a Dark and Stormy Night and what would happen next, only time will tell. This is Bauer.
Jack, this is CTU. Where are you? We need you in the field.
I can't. I am in the middle of a severe plot twist.
Jack, what are you talking about?
What I am talking about is my daily word count, my goals in character development, and my possibilities in getting published.
Jack, your country needs you. You should be in the field.
No, I should be writing. Just like Murr Lafferty tells me on her podcast. She gives writing tips, personal anecdotes, and even features published authors in interviews. It's a totally Airwolf podcast.
Jack, you can't be...
Hold on. My position has been compromised. Repeat, my position has been compromised.
We'll send back...
No! Send me an editor!
Jack, you're pinned down. You should be returning fire.
No! I should be listening to Murr's podcast! I should be writing! Time is short. Subscribe to Murr Lafferty's I Should Be Writing at ishouldbewriting.com. Your life and the fate of the free world may depend on it.
Welcome back, and now it's time for that song. Here's a great unsigned band from Connecticut. They're called Fear the State. This track is called Losing My Voice. It's from their album Trust Nothing. You can find out more about Fear the State at www.fearthestate.com. We'll be right back. That was Fear the State from Connecticut, and I'd like to thank them for graciously providing their music for us to listen to today. And that will actually do it for the very first episode of On the Podcast. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you come back. In the meantime, don't forget to check out onthepod.net. We're going to wrap this up with one more promo. It's for a great podcast novel called Brave Men Run by Matthew Wayne Selznick.
Something new from audiobooks.com.
Before there were heroes on your television, before there was a soap opera in Smallville, before we learned to count to 4,400, in 1985, the Sovereign Era began. Brave Men Run by Matthew Wayne Selznick is the story of Nate Charters, a misfit teen with powers and abilities that only bring him trouble and burden him with questions. Join him on his journey of discovery in a world shattered by awesome revelations. Evo Terra, host of The Dragon Page Cover to Cover, calls Brave Men Run the finest podcast novel I've listened to. Find out for yourself why thousands of fans all over the world have fallen in love with Brave Men Run. Visit bravemenrun.com and buy the paperback, ebook, or MP3 audio CD. Or go to podiobooks.com, search Brave Men Run, and listen to the entire book for free. Brave Men Run, a novel of the Sovereign Era.
You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the Podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com.